In this week's parsha, Parshas Veschanan, we are introduced to the mitzvah of mezuzah. It's written in the two parshias of Shema, Uchsavtam, al mezuzos beisecha uvisharecha. You should write these words, the words of Shema, put them in a mezuzah, on the mezuzos of your home, on the doorposts of your home, and on the doorposts of your gateways. We should have a mezuzah. And the question is, why? What is this mitzvah? What does it do? What do we learn from it? So firstly, every time I walk into my home, I see the mezuzah, and it's a reminder that everything that I have comes from Hashem. And as I walk in and out of my home, it's a reminder that I don't have this home because of what I have done or what I have accomplished, but because Hashem has given it to me, as He has given me everything in my life. It's a reminder of the constant presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which leads us to the next thought, which is that if this is a home that was built by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for me, then it's a home that I should fill with Kedusha, with holiness. The mezuzah is a symbol of spirituality that tells me, as I walk into my home, as I walk into each room of my home, that what I'm supposed to be accomplishing here in my home, or in this room, in the kitchen, in the dining room, in the study, wherever I am walking, whatever I am doing, every room in my home should be filled with Kedusha. The Rambam says that a man has to be very careful with the mitzvah of mezuzah, b'mfnei shehi chayvas hakol tamid. It's an obligation for always. Every time that he walks in and every time that he walks out, he meets b'yichud Hashem Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'yichud Hashem Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachal, and he will remember b'yizkar ahavasai. He'll remember his love for him, and it will wake him up from his sleep and from his mistakes, behavle hazman. Meaning when I'm walking into the house and I see the mezuzah, all of a sudden, all the sillinesses and the ridiculousnesses that I've been busy with, it should disappear, it should dissipate because there's the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here with me always. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi somet. Hashem is here in front of me all the time. V'yeda, and he'll know she'ein davar ha'amed la'olam ul'olmei olamim. Nothing lasts forever. None of the stuff that we're busy with is going to last forever. Ela yediyas tzur ha'olam. The only thing that lasts forever is my knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my yiras Hashem, my avas Hashem. And as soon as I see this and I think about it and I remember it, it will put me back on the straight and narrow path. So every time you pick up your hand to kiss the mezuzah, it shouldn't just be an instinctive thing. It should be a pause. Wait, why am I here? Who gave me this life? Who gave me this home? Who gave me my abilities? Who gave me what I have? And what am I doing with it? The mezuzah has two parshas in it. The parsha of Shema, which tells me that I have to take on myself all malchus shemaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are my one and only God. And then Vahaya im Shemaya, which talks about that I have to take on myself the ol hamitzvahs, that being a Jew is not just the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not even just the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's a question of action. Jews are a religion of action. We do things, and in Vahaya im Shemaya, we are taking on ourselves the obligation to do the commandments, to fulfill the commandments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then on the mezuzah, we write the word Shakai, which is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it comes from enough. It comes from the meaning of the word is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the world it's enough. When Hashem was created the world, there's enough. But it's also the name of Hashem that we use when we want to talk about how much he gives us. And when a person is walking into his home, it might be a period of time where he's thinking of, why don't I have a bigger house? Or I wish I could redecorate my house. Or I wish I could have another house, a vacation home somewhere would be nice. We think about our possessions, and when we see that word Shakai, we say to ourselves, it's enough. I have enough. So by putting our hand on the mezuzah, we are saying, I'm obligating myself to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm obligating myself to do the mitzvahs, and I am also obligating myself to be of the mindset of Hasameach b'chalkai. I have what I need, and what I have is enough. It says that a person who is careful with the mitzvah of mezuzah will have a long life, because following this mitzvah that we say it in Shema, right? Immediately after we say the mitzvah of mezuzah, we say leman yerbu yemechem v'mei v'nechem, so that you should have a long life and your children should have a long life. If you keep that by the smichos, by the fact that they're connected to each other, we learn that keeping the mitzvah of mezuzah leads to a long life. Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin, Rav in Yerushalayim, who is the founder of the Diskin Orphanage, used to send people to check the mezuzahs of the houses of Yerushalayim, and he would pay for the mezuzah checkers from the funds of the orphanage. And when people asked him, why is this an orphanage expense to check the mezuzahs, he said, it's not an expense. It's actually saving us money, because with kosher mezuzahs, people will live longer, and there'll be fewer orphans that we need to pay for. So sending people around to check the mezuzahs is actually saving us money. The Rakanti says that in the first, in our parsha, where it's written, first time the mitzvah of mezuzah, uchsaftam al mezuzois beisecha uvisharecha, the word mezuzois is written without the first vav, meaning mezuzah should have two vavs in it, mem zayin vav tav. And in Parshas Va'eschanan, it's written without the first vav. So the words mezuzos, if you move the letters around, what you're going to get is zaz maves, that death should depart, which teaches us that a person who keeps the mitzvah of mezuzah is zoichet ha'ashras ha'shchina. Amar Rabbi Chanina says, look and see the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is not like the midah of a Basar Vadam. A Basar Vadam king sits inside and he sends his servants, his guards, to stand outside and to make sure that he is protected. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like this. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his servants, that's us, we sit inside. And who's protecting us on the outside? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's protecting us through the mezuzah. And he quotes from a pasuk of Tehillim, Hashem Shemrecha, Hashem Tzilcha, Yad Yiminecha, Hashem is the one that is protecting us. And this is probably the most well-known function of a mezuzah, is and probably what most non-Jews think when they see a mezuzah on the door, is that it's there to protect us. It's there to show us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with us and for us. But of course, that would be a very shallow understanding of it if that's all it is. It's not a good luck charm. It's not a talisman that we hang on our door. It's not some sort of thing that you know, works as a charm. It's if we take everything that we've spoken about, that when I see this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting me, he's literally standing outside my door. I'm the one who's inside, and he's the king, and he's protecting me, then I should be filled with a tremendous amount of gratitude. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for giving me this opportunity. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for watching me. And with that gratitude has to come a sense of obligation. And if you have given me all this, then what is it that I'm going to do with it? And if you're promising me that with the mitzvah of mezuzah, I also get long life, then how am I going to fill? So it's how am I going to fill my house? How am I going to fill my home? How am I going to fill each room in my home? And then how am I going to fill each day of the life that you've given me, that it should be a life that is worthy of being called that elevated, that exalted title and definition of being an Eved Hashem.